Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today's Palm Sunday. Hear the story from Matthew chapter 21, reading verses 1 to 17. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her." And interestingly, Mark and Luke both add, "on which no one has yet sat." "Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David!" they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read, from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise?" And he left them and went out to the city of Bethany, where he spent the night. It was the 24th of July, 1929. RCMP Constable Harry Rapier had his team of horses and a wagon out working. He was taking a load of garbage to the dump. Now, Harry was an experienced horse handler. His horses were experienced horses. But as they were unloading the garbage, a stray piece of paper blew in front of the horses and they spooked. Harry tried hard to control them, but in the confusion, he ended up falling and the wagon ran over him. He died. What does that have to do with anything? We'll get to it. The first triumphal entry that the Bible talks about happens on Palm Sunday. At the beginning of his ministry, Jesus had declared, "I haven't come to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them." And now he was fulfilling what the prophet Zechariah had said. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Jerusalem. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." In the first triumphal entry, the crowd welcomed Jesus as a king. Do you hear the things that he say to him? "Hosanna to the son of David. David was the greatest king of the history of Israel. And they proclaimed him in the line of David, Hosanna, salvation, deliverance. Deliverance, they thought, from the oppression of Rome. That's what they hoped. But he hadn't come to deliver them from political oppression, but from the oppression of sin. He came to destroy the power of sin and the author of sin. He came as the king in the line of David and Solomon, the great heroes of Israel's history. But not everybody welcomed him like that. The people acknowledged him as a prophet. This is the prophet, Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Now think about it. Jesus comes riding into town on the colt, the foal of a donkey that has never before been ridden. Anybody see anything remarkable about that? I didn't either for years and years and years and years. And then it dawned on me. Have you ever watched a Western movie where the cowboy climbs on a horse that's never been ridden, and what happens? This is where we go back to Constable Rapier. An experienced team of horses and a single piece of paper spooks them. But this colt, never ridden, plods placidly along through a crowd shouting and hollering and waving branches and their cloaks flapping as they get laid on the road. And the donkey does nothing. It seems that even the donkey recognized the power, the authority, and the glory of the one that rode him and remained calm through the whole thing. The religious leaders, on the other hand, protested. Do you hear what they're saying? Yeah, and it's true. If they didn't say it, even the rocks would cry out. It has to be said. The great triumphal entry that we remember on this day. But there's another one that the Bible talks about. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, the Lord says, Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to eat with him, and he with me. The fact that Jesus, the Lord, the King, God of creation, comes in and lives in a heart like mine is a marvel. He comes in as Savior from the power of sin and its penalties. And he makes us citizens of his kingdom. We come to Christ for salvation and he becomes our Savior. But he is much more than that. When I go into a Chinese restaurant, I can order, I like this. I like the almond chicken, and I like the special fried rice, and I like the egg rolls. No, I don't like don't want the pork. Don't want that. Don't want the seafood. I get to choose what I want. But Jesus is not like that. We do not get to choose. Okay, I'll take the salvation. I'll take the joy and the peace. No, I don't think I want the holy living part of it. You don't get to pick and choose what you want in Jesus. It's all or nothing. We declare that Christ is our King, and our allegiance is to Him alone, and that no other shall be our master. And the neat thing is, it doesn't matter whether you're welcoming Christ in for the first time, or if it's coming back to Him, or just looking to know Him on a deeper level, there's rejoicing in heaven. Suppose one of you, Jesus said, has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does not he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder and goes home. Then he calls his friends and his neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Great joy when Jesus came into Jerusalem. Great joy and great peace when he comes into our hearts. But there is yet a third triumphal entry. Revelation chapter 19. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He shall rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury and the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against the rider on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who had performed the miraculous signs on his behalf. With these signs he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The rest of them were killed with the sword and came out of the mouth of the rider on the horse, and the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. The glory and the triumph of the return of the King will eclipse all of the others that have gone before. This time he does come as King. This time he comes as the righteous judge, the King of Kings the Lord of Lords. Not as a king in the line of David and Solomon, but of a greater, a more majestic, and more glorious lineage. Not just the king of one nation, but the king of all the universe, of everything that is. Not just the people of Jerusalem will bow down in praise to him, but every knee in all of creation, either willingly or because they just don't have any other choice anymore. They can't deny what they see. Our Lord Jesus, exalted to the highest place and given the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. And it doesn't matter whether anyone acknowledges him or not, it's still true. He is your king, and he is your Lord. See, the question is not, is Jesus Christ your Lord? He is, whether you like it or not. The question is, will you submit to his lordship? The scriptures tell us that we will all someday acknowledge his kingship. The question to be settled is, will you declare it now willingly and from a heart of love, or will it be later under compulsion? He is the King. He comes in triumph and glory. Let us give him the worship and the praise that is due him. Amen.